Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Pleasant good day to Grenada, Caracou, Piedmont, and those of you listening across the Caribbean, wherever you are. Welcome to Inside Finance. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. We'll be with you for the next 30 minutes, and with me in the studio today is Mr. Helen Brazan, Director of Statistics here in Grenada. That's within the Ministry of Finance. We'll be talking to him about what is happening there when it comes to unemployment, how Grenada is doing in terms of population, what he and the World Bank is working on, and where are we when it comes to development in our country and looking at the figures. He'll be telling us or making the figures make sense for us, and I look forward in talking with him. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. We'll be right back.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Helen Brazan, Director of Statistics within the Ministry of Finance. And he's here to talk to us to make the figures make sense. Welcome to Inside Finance, Mr. Helen Brazan.
Thank you and good day to all.
Yes, well, it's good to have you with us. And you're no stranger to us. And I'm sure we're able to make some headway in some of the questions I have for you. How long have you been working in that department?
Been working with the Central Statistical Office over 12 years now, and been director for about 6 years.
You have been in charge for 6 years. With all that's happening, explain to us what your office do. The Central Statistical Office, what do you do?
Okay. So the Central Statistical Office is basically responsible for the production of official statistics for Grenada. And we produce the statistics, but before we do that, we compile the statistics, and we compile and produce statistics in the area of economics, social, trade statistics, and also statistics on the environment. And we try to ensure that the statistics we produce meet international standards, it's accurate and it's reliable and can be used for policymakers.
So in other words, you help the government make sense of the numbers?
Yes.
Okay. You put it into perspective?
That's correct.
Okay. I understand the Central Statistical Office has been collaborating with the World Bank in producing employment and unemployment statistics. Tell me more about the collaboration between you both. I know that has been happening for a while, but even more so within the last.
Okay. So the World Bank has been providing us with much needed technical assistance as part of a sustainable data collection program under the purview of the Living Standards Measurement Committee, which is a committee of the OECS Commission comprising of directors of statistics and chief statisticians of the OECS countries. The assistance has been provided in the area of sampling, weighting, estimation, processing of the labor force survey and also the analysis and dissemination of the results. In other words, building the capacity in the Central Statistical Office so that we can do these things on our own. And as part of this collaboration, they have made a few, that is the World Bank, have made a few recommendations based on their own analysis of our data. And, well, the recommendations are as follows. They would have revised some of, slightly, I should say, some of the rates that we would have produced. So we saw a slight downward revision of the 2013 unemployment rate of 32.5% to 32.2%, right? So just a 0.3 difference. Also, from the 2014 to the 2015, we saw a slight upward revision from 28.9% to 29.3%. And they would have also assisted us in finalization of the 2015 unemployment rate. We would have released preliminary data on this before. And the preliminary data had the unemployment rate as 30.4%, and now the final rate after the processing, the validation and the cleaning of the data, and also the input from World Bank, our final rate is 29.0% for 2015.
29.0? 29%. So you're saying the present unemployment rate in Grenada is 29%?
Yes, correct.
Okay, and that is down from how much of what it were a year ago?
I would say the unemployment rate as of September 2015 is 29%. As you know, we do the labor force survey on an annual basis, and once a survey is done, the unemployment rate would change. So the next survey is due in September of this year.
What was in 2013-2014?
As I would have said already, in 2013, it was 32.2%, and 2014, 32.2% in 2013, and 2014, 29.3%.
29.3.
So in 2015, it's 29%.
It's 29. The unemployment continued to go down every year, it seems. Mm-hmm.
There was a big decrease, a significant decrease, I would say, from 2013 to 2014. The decrease from 2014 to 2015 is very negligible. It's just a 0.3%. So the unemployment rate would have basically remained stable between 2014 and 2015.
So you were saying the trend continued to be one of decrease and not increase. Grenada is more stable when it comes to the job market within the last 2 years than it were in previous years.
I would say so, yes.
Okay. What are the unemployment rate for the various subgroup? Because there would be subgroup that you need to share with us in the population. Let me talk, look like male and female, youth. And how has this changed over the past 3 years, if you could give us some information on that.
Okay, so in terms of the subgroup, we see that as of 2015, the male unemployment rate stood at 26%, while the female was 32.3%. Youth unemployment stood at 41.7%. Now, if we go back to 2013, we see that male unemployment, there was a rate of 27%. In 2014, a rate of 28%. However, we have seen significant decline in female unemployment from 38.2% in 2013 to 30.9% in 2014. So there was a significant decline there. And to a slight increase in 2015 to 32.3%.
So hold on a minute. So when you look at the male, female, for instance, the female unemployment continued to be higher than the male.
Yes, it continues to be
right.
Higher.
And then the youth unemployment is higher, much higher than the both.
Right. And but we have seen significant declines in youth unemployment. And in 2013, youth unemployment was actually 52.5%.
In 2013?
In 2013.
It was 52.5%.
In 2014, it went down to 45.1%, and then it continued to decline in 2015 to 41.7%. Right? So unlike the other subgroups, the youth unemployment continued to decline.
What are you seeing is the basis for this decline? What is happening in the economy that is helping to create that decrease in the unemployment rate when you look at the figures?
Well, in terms of the youth, I can attribute it to the Imani program and the job creation efforts of the government. You know, and I think we would have had this discussion in the past about whether or not Imani should be considered as employed.
So
but based on the standards that we use and the criteria that we use, they have to be considered as employed.
That was going to be my next question. Are we saying that are they persons who are viably employed, or they just have a work? When I say they just have a, they get a part-time job. You are saying based on the criteria you use, they have to be put in the category as being employed.
Yes, and if I can shed some light on this.
Yes.
Now, when we define employment, according to the 1982 International Definition of Employment from ILO, the employed labor force is comprised of all persons who's above the age specified for measuring the economically active population, and who during the specified brief period, known as the reference period, in our cases a reference week, performed a minimum of 1 hour's work for pay or profit or family gain. So during that week, if someone performed a minimum of 1 hour work, they would be considered and then you have what you consider as employment, right? So, and I can shed some light on that. It's either you're a government or a private employee who receives a monthly or weekly salary or wages. Your employers are self-employed. The employed could be employers or self-employed persons who realize profit, or you can actually be unpaid family worker and apprentices. You know, and Imani is captured here also.
Captured
working for a family gain or their own gain. Oh. And employment, the reward for employment doesn't necessarily have to be monetary. So
okay.
It could be for family gain or personal gain. So once what you gain in is contributing to the
upkeep.
The upkeep of the family, then it is considered employed as well. Engage in other activities. So we do include the informal sector as well, like making handicraft products, making food products for sale, growing vegetables, rearing animals, providing services to tourists.
So all of this considered.
It's very, we capture, it's very comprehensive the way we capture persons who are employed.
Okay. All right. I have a discussion here inside finance with Mr. Hallam Brazan, the Director of Statistics. I am Stanford Simon. We take a break. We come back. I want to talk with him. A few questions I want to get through. You only have just about 14 more minutes, and I hope to be able to cover the rest of the question with him and at least to bring some clarity on the unemployment and the employment situation here in Grenada. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon.
Come with your dream to the Grenada Development Bank, and we will find a way to finance it. Whether you want to start a business or refinance an existing project, whether you want a mortgage for house or land, or a loan for a vehicle, or your educational advancement, we have a special to finance your energy conservation overhaul for your home or office. They all come with the lowest interest rates. At the GDB, the People of Grenada Bank, we encourage ideas and we finance dreams. Come into us because the future is yours. The Grenada Development Bank. Empower, transform.
Welcome back. I am Stanford Simon. This is Inside Finance. In the studio with me is Mr. Hallam Brazan. He is the Director of Statistics within the Ministry of Finance. Mr. Brazan, in the report that was done with the World Bank, there were two unemployment rates produced. One called the official rate and the other the rate for international comparison. Tell me more about the unemployment rate that is used for the international comparison. How is it computed, which is important, and why is it different from the official rate? Because it seems that we are two different rates. So bring clarity to that for us.
Sure. The rate for international comparison uses the ILO strict definition of unemployment. And it is referred to as strict because it confines the unemployed to those persons who are actually actively seeking employment during a reference month. The rate for international comparability then imposes an age group of 15 to 64 for the working age population, which is given by the International Comparisons from World Development Indicators database. So if persons have shown that they have taken active step for employment, then that is the only way they can be considered as unemployed. So it's very, very restrictive. However, the official rate includes persons who are not working, but they're not necessarily actively seeking employment. And these persons are not actively seeking employment in that they have not searched during that particular reference month, but they want work and they are also available for work once the opportunity for employment arises. So it's not so, it's just that they have not been active in the search. And some of these persons could have been past seekers as well, who have become frustrated, and probably for that particular month, they just did not search. And it's not to say that they don't want employment.
Mm-hmm. So if you combine this into a few words, how would you make the difference in terms of the international and what we are using here?
So what would happen is that the international definition will give you a lower rate of unemployment because you're not considering a lot of the persons as unemployed as you would have with the official rate.
Right, and the local.
Exactly. So what happens is that the unemployment rate, when looking at the rate that was presented by the World Bank for international comparison, is actually for the 3 years, 2013 to 2015, was 24.3%. 24.5% and 22.9% for 2015. In computing our official rate, we have relaxed the ILO strict definition, right? Because we felt that we want to create jobs for the persons who do not have the jobs. So in a sense, it's kind of monitoring.
Right, I understand that. So in other words, when you look back at your figures, has unemployment increased or decreased in the past 5-6 years in Grenada?
Well, for both rates, it has decreased.
It has decreased. More people,
just the levels are different.
The levels are different. Mm-hmm. So more people are employed.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So it means then that whatever is happening in the economy is helping persons to be more positive, or companies to employ more persons because there is more business. Something like that is happening.
Yes, and we have in fact seen from 2014 to 2015, we have in fact seen an increase in private sector employment, and also a decrease in the proportion that they have in terms of the employed, the private sector proportion has increased as opposed to the government sector.
So the private sector are employing more people.
Yes.
Right.
From 2013 to 2014. 2014 to 2015. But 2013 to 2014, that was not the case.
So within the last 2 years, mm-hmm. we have seen much, much more persons being employed mm-hmm. in the private sector. What does this increase employment means? Should it equate to a better standard of living or not? Or just this happened to be that something is happening in the economy? What is happening?
When we look at employment, we should not examine it in isolation for itself, right? Mm-hmm. So increasing employment is good when persons are engaged in quality employment or decent work, meaning that persons are not being exploited and they are being adequately compensated for the work that they are doing. Also, for employment to have an impact on persons' well-being or poverty status, the work that they are doing must pay a decent salary that would afford them a standard of living above the poverty line. So that is important for employment to be effective. And we should not lose sight of the fact that there are countries, right, in the world with high incidence of poverty, and at the same time, the unemployment rates are very low. And in these cases, the quality of employment is very poor, right? Countries, there are some countries like Nicaragua, Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, they all have very low unemployment rates and have relatively high incidence of poverty.
Because the
reason for this is that the poverty situation is so bad with persons in these countries that they cannot afford to be unemployed. So basically, they would settle for any form of employment just to survive.
What's about the underemployment? That is a problem too. Do you capture this in your survey? If so, tell us the figures.
When we measure underemployment, we actually measure time-related underemployment, meaning that persons are considered underemployed if they work less than 35 hours for the reference week and they are actually interested in doing additional hours of work, right? And so the underemployment that we look at is time related, and we see that it is very minimal. I would say it is 2.07%, right? In terms of male and female, it's 1.24% for male and 2.64% for female, right? And in terms of what we see is that the highest rate of underemployment is being experienced by persons with incomplete primary education, which is, it's not high, but it's higher than the national average of 3.16% as compared to the national average, which is 2.07%.
Underemployment, still not getting it. So tell me what is underemployment?
So it means that if you work less than 35 hours for that particular reference week, and you're seeking additional job because the amount of hours that you work in is not enough, mm-hmm. right? And you're seeking additional work, you would be considered underemployed.
Because you're not doing the amount of hours required for the week.
And then you want additional, exactly.
You so want not, additional work.
So normally
but you can't find it.
So normally persons would work for like about 40 hours.
But so you're working for 25.
35.
For 35?
35. You're working less than 35 and you want less additional than work.
Okay. To build up to the 40 plus. Mm-hmm.
And so you'll be considered as unemployed. But if you're working less than the 35 hours,
right.
But it's your choice, you're not looking for additional work,
right.
Then you would not be considered unemployed. Because there are persons who are part-time workers, and it's not like they're looking for additional work. But once you're looking for additional work, then you'll qualify for unemployment. It's not really a major issue in Grenada.
Based on the labor force survey, which are a major sector of employment, what proportion of the workforce they constitute or account for?
Over the years, we've seen four major sectors of employment. Leading the list is wholesale and retail sector, followed by agriculture, forestry, and fishing. Then in some of the years, we have education, and in one of the years, we have construction. So in terms of wholesale and retail, in 2015, it accounted for 14.2% of the employed labor force, agriculture, forestry, and fishing, 11.6%, and education, 9.5%, construction, 9.2%. In 2014, it was 15.8%. Wholesale and retail was 15.8%. Agriculture, forestry, and fishing constituted 10.4% of the employed labor force. Education, 10.3%. And construction, 7.9%. In 2013, construction was actually before education. So construction came third in terms of the leading sectors of employment. So we had wholesale and retail being 16.9%, agriculture and forestry and fishing 9.5%, construction 9.1%, and education 8%.
So in conclusion, we could say the unemployment in Grenada is down. And that has had a lot to do with, based on what you're saying here, yeah, fisheries, which is the other?
Major sectors?
Yeah, the major sector. The fisheries.
Wholesale.
Agriculture.
And education.
And education. And construction.
Construction. Major drivers.
I thought construction would have been higher, but in those years, it has been lower.
I guess it depends on the activity.
The activity.
Because the year when there was a lot of construction with the sandals and so, you saw it come in third. Who knows, this year
it may change. All right, Mr. Brezan, I'm afraid we have to leave it here. We're out of time. All right, folks, I've been speaking to Mr. Halim Brezand, who is the Director of Statistics. We've been talking here about the unemployment and employment figures here in Grenada. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. Join me here next week at the same time for another program of Inside Finance. Go to the website, sgbcgrenada.com. Also on the government website, the Ministry of Finance website, you'll find the information. There we also upload the program on the cloud, SGBC. Have a great week. Join me here next week. Same time. Looking forward to talking with you. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.